on that way, and that way is the way toward heaven. If you are not on that way, and you desire to get on that path, the invitation is open any and all times for you to respond to the gospel. If you are an alien sinner, have never been baptized for the remission of your sins and added to the church by the Lord Himself, that opportunity is yours to come and to make the confession that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and have your sins washed away in a watery grave, coming in contact with the blood of our Lord and Savior. Maybe you're here and you are a Christian and you have strayed away from the fold. The opportunity is yours as well to come and to confess your faults so that your worship may be acceptable unto God. That we may pray for you, that the sin in which you have committed, that as God forgives you of that sin and forgets that sin, that you will not hold that sin against yourself, but that you will live a life that God is pleased with. So the invitation is yours. As I say, if you care to respond to the gospel in the middle of my sermon, so be it. I have no problem with stopping preaching God's word to take your confession and prepare you for baptism. As we all would like for our worship to be acceptable unto God, we need to remember that God, He commands us to walk in certain ways. He commands us to do certain things. So this morning I want to direct your minds to the topic of one step at a time. One step at a time. We have some people that have some difficulties in their life. And as they have these difficulties, they sometimes lose hope. But one step at a time. That's all we can take. That's all that God desires of us, commands of us, is one step at a time. You know, there are some people that say there's not enough time in the day to do all I need to do. You can only take one day at a time. Amen. Don't try to rush things. When you try to take more than one step at a time, sometimes you may trip and fall. But if you do, get back up and remember, one step at a time. I watch kids, and matter of fact, I was old sister Latanya's the other day, and a little girl was riding a bicycle, and she had training wheels on that bike, and she was just really going. I wanted so bad to tell her, bring that bicycle over here. Let me take those training wheels off, and let me teach you how to ride this bike. One step at a time. Maybe her daddy or her mama may do that for her. It wasn't my place, because if I took those training wheels off and she would start riding and fell and scraped herself up, they would have blamed me. So I left her alone. She's not mine. But one step at a time. As we think about this, let us consider, as the children of Israel were led, they had a cloud, a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. In Exodus chapter 13, verse 20 through 22. One step at a time. They didn't try to get ahead of the cloud. They didn't try to get ahead of the fire, but one step at a time. As they were being led, if you go back and you read with the account of the children of Israel, you know, following this cloud and following this pillar, when they got to the Red Sea, the way they got there was one step at a time. They was a little distraught. Here we are at this sea, getting ready to cross, and there is not a boat here. What are we going to do? The cloud was leading them. They no longer saw that cloud in front. Cloud had moved behind them. Between the children of Israel and the Egyptian army, to protect them. And I believe that as we think about us reading the Scriptures and understanding the direction that God would have us to go, we need to know and understand that He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. When you think that life has gotten to the point that you cannot move on or go on any further, I want you to think about the children of Israel. How God allowed Moses to part the Red Sea and they went across on dry land. Amen. See, there is dry land for each one of us. There is a place of rest for each one of us. But what we have to do and understand is we can only do it and take it one step at a time. He was riding down the road one day. And I looked up, and I like to take wonderful pictures of the clouds. And I like to think that when I see these clouds in the air, I say, now that is a beautiful scene that our Lord can come back. In Psalm 37, verse 23, and I took this photo. It's a wonderful photo, isn't it? I went online trying to find some, and I said, you know, I have one somewhere. That's much better than this one online. So I say, since I took it, Brother Brian. I say, a wonderful scene. To think about one step at a time. What God has done for us. The glorious works that He allows us to see. And the things that He allows us to venture in this life. Because, again, He will never leave us. Psalm 37, verse 23. Psalm 37, verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. Ordered by the Lord. You're being directed in the direction that God would have you to go, and that is in the clouds when our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ comes back. Looking forward to that day. I don't know about anybody else here, but I'm looking forward to the day that Jesus comes back, not to reign here upon this earth, but to in the clouds of the air and gather up His people with Him. And if the Lord is directing your steps, if you are following the way that God would have you to go, you will be caught up in the air with our Lord. Amen. One step at a time. That's all that God is asking. That's all that we ask of you, is to take one step at a time in order to be pleasing unto God. As we look in Psalm 119, the verses 105. Psalm 119, the verses 105. God's Word. We can't live without His Word and think that everything is all right. We need to pick it up, we need to study it, and we need to apply it to our lives. He tells us here in Psalm 119, verse 105, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now, how many of us walk around always looking down at our feet? Making sure, I guess, that we don't step on anything. Well, I want you to look up. Because if you walk around looking down all the time, making sure you don't step on anything, you're going to bump into something. So I want you to look up, and I want you to face what's coming in front of you, because the Bible says the Word of God is a lamp unto my feet. He's going to direct your path. As long as you strive to do His will, you can't go wrong. Cannot go wrong. So let's look up. In the army, we sing a cadence that says, ain't no use in looking down. There's no discharge on the ground. So let's look up. Because there are some good things that can happen in our lives. And God has these things in store for us. And a light unto my path. We don't have to worry about walking in darkness. Let's go to the book of 1 John for a moment. 1 John chapter 1. We don't walk in darkness. Those that proclaim to be children of God, we walk in the light. As in John, in 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, "This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin." One step at a time, we walk in the light. We look in the Word of God and we say, "You know, God, what am I supposed to do on today? What am I supposed to do with my friends? What am I supposed to do with my family? God, what am I supposed to do with Your Word?" You're supposed to love them all. And as you love them all, it will cause you to walk in the light as He is in the light. We need to continue to strive to do the things that God would have us to do. Proverbs chapter 4, the verses 12. Proverbs chapter 4, the verses 12. Oh, we're looking forward to walking through gates. We're looking forward to having, you know, no obstructions in our ways, no obstacles that's going to hold us back. The Bible says, "When thou goest, thy steps shall be straightened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble." One step at a time. This is the way that we need to go. This is the path that we need to take in order to make sure that when we get to the place in which we're going, there's nothing that's going to keep us out. See, we never like to be refused anything in this life. We want the doors to open up to us. We don't want anybody to ever reject us. And that's not going to always happen, is it? There's going to be some doors that's not going to open. There's going to be people that are going to reject us. The Bible says that wherever you go, your steps will be straightened. The way will be open unto you. And we're all striving to get to a place that's called heaven, I hope. And as we're striving to get there, we're contemplating in our minds, are we doing everything that we need to do that God has told us to do? And you ask yourself, "Well, I'm missing this. What can I do to fix it? What can I do to fix it?" Well, the first thing is that you need to get up. You need to put one foot in front of the other. You need to get up and do something about the things that you're missing. The people that you're not visiting the way you need to visit, you need to get up and go visit them. And if it's just to call them, get up and go get the phone and call them. Do something. Do something that God would be pleased with. One step at a time. One step at a time. That's all. You're in a dark room. You see a light at the end, and there's a door that's opening up. What are you going to do? You're going to say, "Well, I'm just going to stay over here in darkness. I'm not going to do anything." No, there are some people that don't like to be in the dark. When that door cracks open, they run for that door, and they run with all their might because they want to get through that door before that door closes. Well, time is going to close on us one of these days. There's not going to be any more chances for us to get our lives right. So when that door opens and you see that light, I'm asking you, I'm begging you, I'm beseeching you that you run toward that door before it is too late. And this is not that scene where a man is laying on an operating table and he says, "I've seen a bright light." This is not that scene. Let's forget about that. This is why you're living and why you are active, why you are conscious of what is going on around you. Get your lives in order. Revelation chapter 3, the verses 8. Revelation chapter 3, the verses 8. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. This is the Lord writing to the church of Philadelphia here. And I want to ask you on this morning, have you kept the word of the Lord? Have you owned up to His name? Have you seen that door and you said, I'm going to walk through that door, and I'm going to walk through that door because I know I have every right to walk through that door. And no man, the Bible says, can shut that door. No man can keep you out. So you need to do your part. You need to be active. You need to be busy about the Father's business. Well, what am I to do? What am I to do? Another one of my great shots here, Brian riding down the road. No, I shouldn't be taking pictures. But Jesus says in the book of John chapter 14, John chapter 14, we're just going to start up in verse 1. I like this reading here. Like what Jesus says, because we got a whole lot of people today that are troubled about some things. They're trying to rush life alone. Don't rush life. Take it one step at a time.
Okay.
John 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how canst we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. One step at a time. You can't miss a step. You can't get to the Father unless you come through or go through the Son. See, there's a process. How am I going to get to the Father? Through the Son. How am I going to get to the Son? By hearing His Word. By being obedient to His Word. That's the only way. Can't get around it. There are many people that hear the gospel being proclaimed. They say, well, I don't like the fact that I have to be baptized. I don't like water. One step at a time. If you hear the gospel, you know that you need to obey the gospel, and you know that you have to get in the water, you should be ready to do that. Someone offers you $1 million and they say, well, you gotta swim across this lake to get it. No good, well, you can't swim. You know what you're gonna do? You're gonna chance it. Well, God, maybe God will help me across this lake. No, you jump in that lake if you want to. You're not going to get $1 million. You're going to get a good burial maybe, but not $1 million. Let's not be afraid to do the things that's right. You know, we're baptized many of people that are afraid of water. It's not that they were afraid of water. They just didn't want to go up under the water. That's part of it. You have to go up under water, but you have someone there with you. As we read in the book of Acts chapter 8, that Philip was with the eunuch when both of them went down into the water and he baptized them. He baptized. He took him under that water, but he brought him up out of that water. He didn't leave him there. And I promise you, Brother Pack, do the baptism, he's not going to leave you up under that water. He want to get out of that water just as much as you do. But he's going to take you down and he's going to bring you back up. So that you may walk a newness of life one step at a time. Saul, on the road to Damascus, bright light shined from heaven. Fell down. He was blinded. But you know what the Lord told him? He said, I want you to go on to Damascus. And it's going to be told you what you need to do. Mm-hmm. Saul didn't get up and start running to Damascus. Let me tell you why come he didn't get up and start running to Damascus. It's very simple. He was blind. If a blind man started running, what's going to happen? He's going to run into something, right? He could only go one step at a time. But when he got to Damascus and he found out what he needed to do, the Bible tells us that he did it. In Acts chapter 22, the verse is 16, the scripture says, "Arise, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, calling on the name of the Lord." One step at a time. And you know, when Saul did that, we read all through the scriptures, you know, the writings of Paul. It never said Paul tried to rush anything. He took his time. Took his time. Step by step. Did the things that were right and pleasing in the sight of God. You know, what he had to do is he had to draw closer unto God. And the reason he had to draw closer to God is because Paul, as he was living, he lived a life that was very, when his name was Saul, that was very displeasing unto God. Some of us have lived life that was displeasing to God. And we had to struggle with some things. We had to work our way through some things. But you know, the scripture tells us, as the scripture reading was read this morning, that if we draw closer to God, he'll draw closer to us. Amen. See, there are some of us that are so far away from God right now as being a Christian that it's really not funny. But he tells us to draw closer unto him. And the reason that we need to draw closer to him is because of the thing that the devil is trying to do. He's trying to pull us away from God. But we're supposed to resist that sin. We're supposed to resist that temptation. And we're supposed to draw closer unto God so that we may walk and talk the way God would have us to talk and walk. It's simple. It's no question, no doubting. It's no speculating. Well, I wonder what God would have me to do. I wonder how long I'm going to have to live for Him. You're going to have to live for Him, as we read this morning in the book of Philippians chapter 1. We're going to have to live for Him until the day of the Lord. Right. If we're planning on getting into heaven. Amen. So how close do I really need to be to Him? You need to be so close to Him that there you can't see any light. There's no light that you'll be able to see, and yet there's still no darkness that you'll be able to experience. That's how close you are to God. Is it possible to live that way? Jesus did. But you say, well, I'm not Jesus. He was the Son of God. The Bible doesn't say that you have to sin. It's a choice that each one of us makes. Amen. You know, Paul said, "You be imitators of me as I imitate Christ." Paul wasn't perfect, and he's not telling us that we need to be perfect, but we do not have to sin. All we do is take it one step at a time. Well, brother, I'm struggling with this. Why are you struggling with it? Let me tell you why you're struggling with it. Because you're not taking any steps at all. You're not taking any steps. You're just there. You want somebody to feel sorry for you. There's nobody here. Nobody, and I want everybody to hear that, nobody is here that should feel sorry for you when you're not trying to do anything for yourself. God doesn't feel sorry for you. But you know what He wants you to do? He wants you to take that one step at a time. He don't want you to perish. He don't want you to be cast into that pit that was prepared for Satan and his angels. And we don't want that for you either. So if you're here on this morning, and you're not a child of God, and you want to become one, you don't have to go through this Christian journey by yourself once you become a child of God. We are here to help you. We're here to assist you. God is there for you. Christ is there for you. The Spirit is there for you. Draw close to Him, and He will draw close to you. If you're here and you're subject to the invitation, you're ready on this morning to get your lives right, let's do it. Let's not put off until tomorrow, for tomorrow is not promised to none of us. Your life, it is but a vapor that appeared for a little time and then vanished away. There's no doubt that the Bible tells us that it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this to judgment. And when we are judged, we're going to be judged according to our deeds. And the question is going to be asked to many people, why did you stop walking? Why did you stop? Why did you give up? Why did you throw in the towel? This is a match that we need to win. You know, Jude 3 tells us to contend earnestly for the faith. I don't want anybody on the sideline saying, you know, Brother Melvin, he's having some problems. I'm going to throw in the towel. Don't need you to throw in the towel for me. If I throw in the towel, it's going to be because I want to throw it in. But I'm not planning on giving up because there's hope. There's a promise that has been made to each one of us that we can have a home in heaven. Let's get there. And we're going to get there by doing the things that God would have us to do. Maybe you're ready to become a child of God on this morning. We're asking you to come forth and make sure that you do the things that God would have you to do and be pleasing unto Him. That you may accept the promises in which He has for us. That you also may understand that as you're walking alone and doing the things that God wants you to do, that in the very end, that you're going to receive a reward. It's not a reward that anybody can take away from you, but it is a reward that has and will be offered and granted unto those that follow after Christ. Maybe you're here and you're straight away and you are struggling whether or not you should come back to the fold or not. That should not be a question in your mind. You should be willing to come back. You should be waiting to come back. No one should say, you know, no, it's not the time right now, brother. It's not. No, don't do it right now. You should be ready to get your life right because you want to live a life that God is pleased with. For you know that tomorrow is not yours. You know that you're going to die. You know that you're going to be judged according to the deeds that you've done in this body, whether good or whether bad. So I'm encouraging you on this morning to you take that step. And you take that second step and that third step and you come and you confess your faults and you get your life right. You ask the church to pray for you that you may be strengthened. That's my plea to you on this morning. So if you're here and you're subject to the invitation, we ask you to please come as we stand and sing.